Ticket.
So I had a moment of clarity last night, a moment of, oh, sorry, sorry. It was an awakening where I told you guys I was going to concert.
Yes.
And the concert was the Red Clay Strays, who have exploded on the scene here over the last year or so. And they played to a sold-out Toyota Music Factory last night. They had I'd never been there before with the barn doors open.
Oh, they had the lawn.
Yeah.
Even.
I'd never, yeah.
Me neither.
It was, who did I see there with the doors open? It's a great place. Love that venue.
I do too. It was packed. Was excited to go see them. They're the last band, I would say, in the world that I somewhat occupy outside of rock and roll, which is the Americana phase of my life.
Uh-huh. Your fake country.
Yeah. So I go to the show last night.
Is this going
to
upset Goose?
Well, that's the other world I live in, is the rock and roll jam band lane.
The two whitest worlds he can find.
I don't know, man.
Americana and jam bands.
DJ's into Goose.
Yeah.
What about pickleball? You
know, we welcome DJ with open arms into our Goose family.
What about pickleball and helicopter ownership?
So there are a few of what I like to call cowboy hats at the show last night. There's always a few crossover cowboy hats at these shows that I'm at, and I have no issues with the cowboy.
Could you tell just with a glance whether they were playing dress-up or that was their regular attire?
There weren't enough of them to notice. I mean, they were kind of spread out, and it was probably dress-up, but who knows? So they get through like four songs, and the lead singer is awesome. He's got this Elvis vibe to him. It's a lot of bluesy type stuff, and they're kind of their own thing. And so out of the blue, he goes, yeah, thank y'all very much, and blah, blah, blah. Last time we were here, we played a small place. And he goes, and by the way, he goes,
is Corby here?
Snake?
Snake?
Is that you? Is that you down there?
Snake.
Damn, man.
Get up here.
I love OGE news. Dave, though. So he goes, I don't know how this happened, but somehow we've been perceived as country, and we're not country at all. We're rock and roll. Anyway, I just want to let you guys know that. I was like, yeah! Like, I felt like my whole world had been proven what I've been trying to prove forever. This stuff...
You're not living a lie?
...that I'm into is not even close to country music. And the fact that he stood up there, and then he kind of looks down at one of the cowboy hats, and he's like, but nice hat. I was just like, yes. Okay, Ham, I don't know what you have back there. So they have like 9 million monthly listeners on Spotify, which I think is pretty large. They're one of the bands that next time they come through here, they'll play the AAC. They've kind of put themselves at another level in that world. Play anything though, Ham. I don't know what. Oh my God, Ham, you just don't have to torpedo everything.
You said play anything.
Yeah. From silver spoon, golden rule, private school, never miss Sunday church. So this is one of their songs, and it's just, again, it's real bluesy. He's got this full-on Elvis vibe to him. But I think they won, like, Best Country Album or something like that. Like, the Country Music Awards threw him in there. And then people were like, well, I guess you're country. And so it was great. He's a man of faith, of great faith. Talked a lot about his faith last night, but they were awesome. And then the opener, which I always find this really interesting, if you go to concerts and the opener is nothing like the band, was a little band from West Texas. I can't remember the name of the town that they're in, and they're called Dexter and the Moon Rocks, and they're a full-on 90s Nirvana-type grunge rock and roll band.
By the way, Red Clay Strays won Group of the Year at the ACMs this year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think they were confused. But I love it when bands have an opener that is really nothing like them. And there's a lot of people that probably hate that. They just want everything to be homogenized. But I love it when big acts bring an act that, and this band is good, like they're getting some noise.
but they're full-on grungy rock and roll, and it just opens people's eyes up that are there to see the other band like, oh, wow, this is a different slice of life. You don't have to have the Pet Shop Boys open for The Cure, you know? Like, you can mix it up a little bit.
Sure. But I'd like to see
you. I mean, I saw the Pet Shop Boys in New Order.
Well, yeah.
Not The Cure.
Well, you know what I mean.
I'd like to see you put the hat on.
The country hat?
Well, no, it's a cowboy hat.
Yep.
It's not a country hat. No one's ever called it that. But you just don't have to, like, turn your back on who you are.
I know what I grew up with in Arlington.